Welcome, and thank you for joining us in this time of prayer together. This month, our theme is redemption and forgiveness. As we begin our time in prayer, I invite you to take a few deep breaths to calm yourself and prepare your mind to focus. Our scripture reading today is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But if we freely admit our sins when His light uncovers them, He will be faithful to forgive us every time. God is just to forgive us our sins because of Christ, and He will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This verse says that when God reveals to us our sin, that's when we have an opportunity to willingly admit that sin to Him and receive His promised forgiveness. A forgiveness that gives us a cleanliness and purity that we cannot achieve on our own. A forgiveness that removes the barriers that sin puts between us and God. Sin is darkness, and God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is light. Darkness has no power when light is present. Is the Holy Spirit's light uncovering anything in your life today? The Father is faithful and just. He is true to His own nature and His promises. The Father forgives us our sins when we willingly confess them. Take this time now to admit to God what He has revealed to you. As you continue to pause, take a few more deep breaths. I invite you to sit in the moment and experience God's forgiveness. As we listen to this verse again, let's shift our focus to those we minister to. But if we freely admit our sins when His light uncovers them, He will be faithful to forgive us every time. God is just to forgive us our sins because of Christ, and He will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For some people we minister to, it can be hard to trust that God is faithful. Faithful always, every time. Is there someone in your ministry that struggles with this trust? Take time to pray for the person that comes to mind. Pray that God will open their eyes to His faithfulness and trust Him. Continue your prayer by asking the Holy Spirit to help them accept and receive God's forgiveness. God is faithful every time. He wants a close relationship with us. When we trust Him, admit our sins to Him, and accept the forgiveness He so quickly gives, we remove the barriers in our life that create distance in our relationship with the Triune God. May you experience deeper and deeper connection as you embrace God's faithfulness. We will end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.